Third grade of Mishle. Mishle has begun. Saying the goal, Zohavi Chochma. Chochma is for a person to understand how to achieve Shlemus in his life. Coming out of my shalem. Musar lohavinim rabino. How to discipline himself and but to do it in a teridic way. When he outlines what it is, he begins, then the only way to do it is to limit out Terry and Yerushalayim. Once he's done, he says, if a person, a group of people, now people establish a group for a certain purpose, it's something that binds them together. Some people have a business. So what do? They have a group of people together. Their purpose is to make money. And that's what binds them together. Other people have groups to do different things. Something binds them together. And here he talks about what to do if there's a group of people. What binds them together is the HR. Now, the Gra is very insistent throughout. There are two types of Yetzaras. The physical and a psychological Yetzara. Yetzara, certain people have Yetzaras and food and Arayas. Many, many different aspects of life. But the psychological Yetzaras, that is Yetzara of Kovin, Radifas Halotzon, which we're going to get to. And many, many psychological cas, gaiva, and the like. Of course, the most powerful parts of a human being are his psychological rather than his physical yetzaras. So, his example is, if a person can't control himself, certain physical yetzaras, he's about to do something, all of a sudden, on the way to do it, it bumps into someone whom he's embarrassed, he'll stop doing it. Why? Because it's his psychological issues against his physical issues. But be that as it may be, have a group of people, what binds them together is an atzis yetzahara. First thing is altove, says the growth. Lishmoa Devrehem Klal. Stay away from that, such a group of people. And then, because their goals, whatever their goals may be, gives one example, they can promise you everything in the world. It says, Al Telich B'derech Itam, means the main thing. Also, any association with them. Okay. And on a practical basis, you never know when a Yom Adin comes. And kein orchos kotza botza es nevesh bol of yikoch. And it says, kein derech al harayim harotzim ligrom momo stay as nevesh bol of yikoch. It destroys the human being. Radifas HaKesef, when it becomes a preoccupation with a human person, grabs him entirely. It's Nefesh Bol of Yikoch. On the other hand, Chochma Bachutz Tarona. The Torah is screaming, but it's b'chutz. Once a person becomes part of a social group, what binds them together is something that is not l'man Torah. So when the Torah screams, it's from the outside. B'chavos titen kolah. And it screams and it screams. And Motzai Psoim Tevum Pesi. Foolish persons. Pesi. Pesi Yamil Choldova. Naive, foolish. It's more naive than foolish, it's a Pesi. Certain people. You have a group of people moving in a direction, it's not L'shem Shemayim, and you join them for whatever reason. You think this, you think that, I'm not going to get involved with them too much, because I have certain side benefits. You're being very naive. Leitzim lotzon chomdu lohem. Uksilim yisnu'u das. This is strange Yetzirah. Called Leitzanus. This is certain normal Yetzirah, physical Yetzirah, so I understand that. I understand. So now the Yetzirah, Kine, Taiva, COVID, no. There's another Yetzirah of Leitzanus, hanging around doing nothing, just knocking things all day. And they, and what did they get out of it? More light sons. Uksilim yisnu udas. So the Gemara says there is he says b'nei odom israch kimatzman haTorah. There are three reasons. Number one, they want a Taivas Olamazu. They think it's an there's something intrinsically valuable in that. Number one, and they think that there's some sort of long term value in it. And their third, and that is Psoim. They get pulled in by it. Leitzim, people's dumb. They get nothing out of it. It's just generally people weak egos who they build their egos up by knocking everybody else. It's dumb, dvarim b'teilim. It's a person who has hanos olam hazeh. Okay, gets his hanos olam hazeh. He gets his money, he gets his tithes, whatever. These get nothing. Uksilim yisnudas. What's the problem? When why is the Torah screaming at people? Bachutz. Because Torah's hard. And when people are not willing to invest the time and effort for Torah, in many ways, it's hard to understand, it's demanding, it's hard to do. They don't want to litroch lay the Torah. They're foolish. Because while Torah may be hard, in the end, what it gives a person, like any investment, you invest a little bit, you get a little, you know, a small investment brings a small return. Big investment brings a big return. I always remember once driving in the morning from Harnoff. I was driving down the street and there was someone looking for a ride. gets in the car, and I hear on the phone, he just apparently opened up a store for plastic goods. Chad-pami plastic. And he's on the phone making his orders. I want so much of this, and so much of this, and so much of this. I need shelving, I need this. Then gets off the phone, he turns to me, Kvod HaRav. I said, Kane. He says, Lama Mashiach lo magia. I said, Yeshvakt. T'naya chad li tshuva. Lama Mashiach. Anashim lo rotzim lasot etzah. There's one condition for tshuva. I said, Mazeh? I said, tshuva. This is a kasha. So I tell him, I said, listen, you're just opening a business. I don't know what your business is. If you want to make money, if you can invest a little bit, you're going to get a little return. If you can invest a lot, hopefully you get a big return. I said, with Mashiach, you get everything, so you have to invest everything. He looks and says, I was a kasha. And that is basically what Shlomo HaMelech says. He says, Neged HaMispatim, against the people of Yetzer Hara, he says, a person has to train himself. And there's a lot of training that goes into it. What is your initial reactions to things in life? A person, Pasuk says, Ki Yetzer Le'Avodam Ra Menurah. Built into a human being, that be it. On the other hand, one can misgaber on that and train oneself so one's initial reaction is what he gets it off. He says. Then the Gemara says a very interesting thing here. To the Balei Lotzon and the Balei Torah. Let's begin. Now, dear Dvorai Eschem, Neged Katashlishes, Ksilim, Asher Yisnu Torah, Nechsor and Havona. They hate the Torah because of a lack of understanding. That the reward you get from Torah, even this world's reward, is against the amount of it that you're willing to invest. The greater the investment in understanding Torah, the greater hanoi you have from Torah, number one, he says. But he says something else. And this, Chaim Volozhin writes about extensively in Nefesh HaChayim. Every mitzvah person does creates, connects him to a certain Ruach Kedusha. Every Aveira one does connects you to a Ruach Tumah. And they build on each other. And he says, a person gets involved in Leitzonos knocking things. What are they? You create a whole mental environment for yourself of negativity, of knocking things. On the other hand, a person on Vesli Meratevi creates for himself a whole Ruach Kedusha that, as a result of that, brings him closer to Havah. No. And he's saying, while the initial steps of a human being moving in the direction of Kedusha V'Tahara may be difficult, how do you develop it that it becomes natural to you? The more you do, the more you connect with the Ruach Kedusha, the more it becomes natural to you. Every day we begin davening, an amazing thing. Birkas HaShachar. Birkas HaShachar, when we're talking, we're talking about very human activities. Pokeh Ivrim, Alba Sharumim, Mater, Asurim, Zokev Kafufim. And then you say, Hamavit Shani Menus Nuafapoi. That means we're opening our eyes, we're ready to confront the world. The first thing we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, now that I'm awake, make me rogel in Torah, make me natural in Torah. Make Torah comfortable for me. I should be rogel in Torah. That should be my natural way of thinking about the world. And only after that, the Tabkeinu permits itself. And that's what Ross says here. Posuk. Toshuvu l'scholchachti ne abilochem ruchi. Abilochem ruchi means you connect yourself to Torah, I will give you that Ruach HaKedusha that's necessary to encourage you and keep you moving in it. Odia dvorai eschem, and then once abilachem ruchi, that you connect yourself to Torah and you're rogelin Torah and the hashpa of Torah is on you, then odia dvorai eschem, then I'll be able to reveal to you all the secrets of Torah until you be nehene from Torah. On the other hand, he says, people reject it. Why do they reject this? He says, Gamani be'edchem esok. When people reject it, so then life falls apart. Edchem esok, elag b'chem, b'vo patochem. And then the Yom HaDin comes. B'vo kishua, automatically it comes, your pachad. Then if a person has made himself very distant from Torah, he wakes up one day and you call out the simple pshat, he's calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gra says, going out to the Torah, Dirshah Hashem v'uzo bakshupon of Tomid. Dirshah Hashem v'tircha. V'kashtu mishomas Hashem v'lokechu matzoso kisid v'shenu v'chol avovucha v'chol mashucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for you always, but has v'chol avovucha mashucha. You have to be willing to invest in that. But if you're not willing to invest in it, and you've distanced yourself from him, even later on, the path back is very, very difficult. Why? The only two groups of people. This is the reality in the world. The people whose tshuka is havanas haTorah, and there's another group of people in order to become sonei Torah. If a person is not willing to invest in Torah, not willing to invest to make that effort to break through, to have that Ruach of Torah being mashpi on him, so he can be rogel b'Torah. So the simple Eitzah, you knock it. There's a tremendous thing in the world today. Everyone is cussing, you knock Limud HaTorah. Oh, bunch of this, a bunch of this. Kisanu das. Yiras Hashem lo bocharu. They didn't choose Yerushalayim. Person understands Yerushalayim, understands the basic tshuka in life that you need is Torah. Okay, and then people will live with the consequences. Hashemayali yishkam betach. But someone who chooses Torah, there's a menuchas and nefesh you achieve. Hashana and mipachad roch. Okay. This is the first parak. In all the fights one has to turn oneself into shleimus, there's a fight that a person has inside of himself. Because life is a fight. Life is a fight of many internal things. Thinking people who try to get control of their life, turn their life into shleimus. They find many different tendencies within the human being. And the only way one achieves shleimus, Shlomo Melech said, is Bakoshes Torah and Bakoshes Yerushalayim. And the two go hand in hand. Each one builds on itself. B'niyim tika chamoroi. Okay, now I'm parak beis. In mitzvot side titzpon itoch lahakshiv v'chochma oznecho tata lipcho litfuna. Lahakshiv v'chochma oznecho. And there is chochma humasha odo mekabel merabo. So godel. And that is the way Torah is gone. From time of Moshe Rabbeinu until unfortunately today. That means the only Torah is different than any other chokhmah. A person can sit down with a book and learn most things in this world. Torah, you only can learn from a Rebbe. Lahakshiv lachochma oznecho. Chochmi mashu'odu makalba mirabu. Nowadays, you have a very strange phenomenon in the world. Used to be people talmidim of a certain Rebbe. Now they're talmidim of an institution. They have no keshe with anyone. They're talmidim of institutions. No such thing. Torah has to be learned from a Rebbe. L'hakshiv l'chochmos nechu l'kabo. Asir l'charav. Tabi libcho l'tfuna. Difference between chochma and tfuna. Chachma, simply the most basic understanding of Torah. Your foundations of Torah you only get from a Rebbe. Tfuna is deeper and deeper understanding. That's when a person takes what he learned from his Rebbe and goes into it, analyzes it, and thinks about it. Okay. Kim la bino tikro la tfuna tikten kolach. Here, Shlomo HaMelech, remember, the goal is the Yodim HaSholem. But since he spent so much time saying, you only achieve shleimus as a human being, the limit of Torah, he's telling you what it is. And there are two madrigas of Limud HaTorah. There's Chochma and Bina. And you're only going to achieve the shleimus of a human being if your goal isn't only Chochma, it's Bina. Bina means Torah has to be understood in depth and analyzed, internalized, etc. La Bina Tikro, La Tfuna Titen Kolecha. The deep understanding of it. And to Vakcheno Kakesef, from Amorim to Chapsana. Here, there is an interesting medrash here. Maimah Chazal, you can see in the Yalkut here, it's in many places. What does a person do who wants to be a Talmid Chacham? It says, Yarbe be yeshiva, yemayit b'schara. He has to sit and sit and sit, and then try and put his parnos aside on very mind. Says Harbig also. Many people did that, and they weren't matzliach. Eli yispalu l'mi shehachoch mashula. Because the pasuk says, Ki Hashem yitein chochma piv da'asus funa. Teva is not like every other chochma in the world. You want to be a great physicist, a mathematician, or chemist, whatever it is. You put your time in, etc. Teva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chochma. Together with Tevat Shenek HaKesef, you have to chase chochma Teva. Like a good businessman chases money. I mean, spares no effort. That is, he's preoccupied with that goal 24 hours a day. And that's the only way you become a Talmid Chacham. But at the same time, that's only step Aleph. He keeps toving Yiras Hashem. Because if it doesn't go with Yiras Shemayim, Torah doesn't give itself over to any... To just effort. That's come with the Yerushimai. Why? Kashem Yitin Chachma. Atochon Antonu Lamad Torah Sacha. But it has to go with a Bakoshas Havana. And nowadays, people have all sorts of shtick. I mean, of knowing 10,000 Black Gemara this way and knowing it this way. These are lazy minds. People don't want to put the effort into breaking your head to understand the Tosfos. And that's Tevuna, and that, and it has to be pursued with all of those efforts. Chamatmonim, it's hidden treasure. Us Tovin Yeras Hashem. What is that? Das Lukim Tis. Das Lukim. It's interesting. There's a time of Be'eliyahu. Das Lukim Zu Alocha. What does it mean? It means a person has a normal way of thinking. You have to adjust your thinking to Torah. That your natural way of thinking is the same as thinking of Torah. It's a famous story from Chaim. Chaim was sitting at the Torah in Briz with Reb Simcha Zelig. That person in front of him was a very ignorant Jew. Didn't know very much, barely could read Siddur Chumash. And all of a sudden, he came up with a tiny strain out of the shach. A whole complicated shach he was machaven to. So, Simcha Zelig jumped up. What a wonderful mind. He barely could read Siddur Chumash. He's machaven to a shach. Just imagine what would have happened if he sat and learned his whole life. So, Chaim says, you make a mistake. When it comes to one's own business, everyone's a shach. Shach's godless is the Torah was his business. Everyone has a natural way of thinking when it comes to their own self-interest. A person, as Yiras Shemayim, he realizes, is to train his natural way of thinking. To orient it in his natural of Al Pi Torah. And that's Das Elokim, it's a Torah, it's halacha. It's through all that effort of Bakoshas Havana, your mind begins to think in a certain way. And that way is the Derech HaTorah. And there's a certain clarity and a certain orientation in this world. But it comes after tremendous, tremendous effort. Because that means you have to break every other natiya how you think. And give us Hashem the Das Elokim Timsa. Okay, now this is it. That's Hashem Blineda. Next time we'll go through this. There's a beautiful girl here on Oz Tovin Yeras Hashem the Das Elokim Timsa. The next few, some very, very beautiful things in the Groch. But what the goal is, Kashem Yitin Chachma Piv Dasus Funa. And the same Medrash that says that how do you become a Talmud Chacham? Yarba Beishiva Yamaya Peshara I Harba Yasuva Olo Beyadam El Yispadu Misha Chachma Shal. Says, how do you want to become rich? Yarba Beshara Yamaya Peshara. You know, just need the opposite. You know, you want to succeed in something, it has to be on your mind all day. You have to be preoccupied with it all day. Okay. I harbor also. A lot of people will go into business. Spalil Misha Oshishola. You have to realize preoccupation in business goes together with Oshiva Hakova Mufanecha Vata Moshe Makov. Comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yitzpo, and now, okay. The Yitzpo La Yeshurim Tushio. Torah strains out one's mind and gives you aids in this world. Mogen, it presents the whole Chaiton to someone who goes straight. And this is, Mitzvah Hashem, now, after the Hakdomus, Nishle, the Gro gets into much more detailed ways of approaching the world, understanding the world, and the Minkainet al Derech HaTorah.